From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
73 degrees with rain here in Lawrence, 73 in Manhattan as well. It is 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. Many other frequencies as well. You can always hear us streaming at kansaspublicradio.org or via the KPR app, which is free wherever you get apps. We have a version for iOS. We have a version for Android.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where ticket packages are available for 2026-27 events, including Broadway musicals Waitress, The Book of Mormon, and Legally Blonde, the musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
Coming up on KPR, news headlines at 6:30, about 12 minutes from now. At approximately 6:44, the story of Fort Negley. This is the story of a Union fort in Tennessee, getting an update to include the story of the black laborers who built it. That story and a whole lot more still to come on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Hope you'll stay with us following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations. We have Classics Live at 7 o'clock. Tonight, a rare concert featuring Professor Emeritus of Cello from KU, Ed Laut. Music of Schumann, Debussy, and Frank Bridge, among others. Classics Live at 7 o'clock tonight on KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, we have Prairie Journal. 70% chance of more rain tonight. Chance of thunderstorms, lows in the lower 60s. A 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow, with a high in the upper 70s. It's 70 degrees in Topeka and 75 in Chanute.
Support for Answer tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up in just about 40 seconds. It's 70 degrees in Topeka, 82 in Atchison, 75 in Chanute. It is 6:30.
Similar lawsuits. For NPR News, I'm Simone Rios in Boston.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A Kansas Democratic state lawmaker who is running for the U.S. Senate is accusing another candidate of mishandling sexual abuse allegations at a church camp. Rachel Schnelly has the story.
Democratic State Senator Patrick Schmidt is accusing Adam Hamilton of mishandling abuse allegations from 2 decades ago. The alleged abuse occurred at a church camp run by Hamilton's congregation. The Kansas Reflector reports that Hamilton was not present at the camps, and the church eventually reported the allegations to law enforcement. The Hamilton campaign said Schmidt is lying and trying to exploit the pain of families for political gain. Schmidt and Hamilton are in a crowded race for the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelly.
A new report shows 50% of the state of Kansas is experiencing some level of drought, with southwest and central Kansas experiencing extreme dryness. That's a big jump from May of 2025, when just 1% of the state was in severe drought. Adam Allgood is with the National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center. He says the coming summer heat means it's unlikely to improve anytime soon.
It's difficult for precipitation to really keep up with the demands of the soil and the plants.
The dry conditions have been gradually increasing over the last 4 months. For the first time in University of Kansas history, baseball pitches will be thrown on campus at an NCAA tournament regional. As Greg Eklund reports, the Jayhawks, as the host team, will open at noon tomorrow against Northeastern University.
As the host team, KU submitted its preference for the day's first pitch. Because of the potential for weather interruptions and possibly some extra rest until their next game, the Jayhawks requested an early start. KU coach and Big 12 coach of the year, Dan Fitzgerald, says he's proud of the Jayhawks' season so far.
We won the regular season championship. We won a conference tournament championship. And so now we have a chance to compete for another championship. But, yeah, I mean, every morning for me feels like Christmas morning.
In the second game of the day, the Arkansas Razorbacks will take on Missouri State. I'm Greg Eklund.
It is 73 degrees in Lawrence, 72 in Emporia. The time is 6:35. Mama worked
down at the bird 6 nights a week. Lawrence native, now residing in Nashville, renowned songwriter, producer, music director, and musicologist, Chuck Mead joins us for a live studio performance and conversation this week on 105 Live, Saturday 5 p.m. and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is KUPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia. Lots of other frequencies, too. They are listed for you at our website, where we're also streaming, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
We do still have about 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock. If you're joining us on KPR One stations, up next we have Classics Live. That will be followed by an hour of classical music with Kay McIntyre. Then we shift gears and it's time for Jazz in the Night and music from the Vinyl Vault. If you're joining us on KPR Two, Prairie Journal is up next at 8 o'clock. We will have The Middle featuring Jeremy Hobson.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, with 6 decades of experience helping customers align their assets with their retirement aspirations. Details on products, careers, and company legacy at securitybenefit.com.
73 degrees in Lawrence, 72 in Emporia, 75 in Abilene. It is 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, and you're listening to KPR.
Nation. And from DuckDuckGo, who believes AI should be optional and private. That's why they created Duck.ai, where users can chat privately with AI. No tracking. Learn more at Duck.ai. From Amazon Business, committed to smart business buying, where AI-driven tools have the goal of simplifying complex processes so customers can focus on what matters most. More at AmazonBusiness.com. From Fidelity Investments, a dedicated advisor can help build a comprehensive wealth plan. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. And from Carnegie Corporation of New York.
James Tallarico is the Democratic nominee for a key Senate seat in Texas. But will his fate be different from other Democrats who tried to flip the state? His answer tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, partnering with local leaders and volunteers to expand outdoor opportunities, support local economies, and keep Kansas a place where being outdoors is part of everyday life. Details at kstrails.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in to KPR. Coming up next in a little bit more than a minute, Classics Live, a special performance featuring Professor Emeritus of Cello from KU, Ed Laut, music of Schumann, Debussy, and Frank Bridge. Following that concert, an hour of classical music with Kay McIntyre. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Do you have an IRA? Are you 70 and a half years or older? Would you like to support KPR? If the answer to all of these questions is yes, then consider a charitable distribution to KPR. To learn more, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org, under the Support tab.
70% chance of showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 60s. 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow, and humid with a high in the upper 70s. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 7:01. Classics Live is next.
Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown with you here in the audience of the Polsky Theater in the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College. This is a special recital with cellist Ed Lout. Ed Lout started teaching cello at KU in 1977. Here he is with pianist Soo-Jin Jin. We'll hear the Debussy Sonata and the Frank Bridge Sonata in D minor, but first, it's three of the fantasy pieces by Robert Schumann, Opus 73.
Thank you. Thank you.
Frank Bridges' cello sonata. In two movements, it reflects the composer's despair over World War I with increasing dissonance towards the end. Handled wonderfully by cellist Edward Laut and pianist Su Jin Jin. Before that, we heard the Claude Debussy Sonata for Cello and Piano before they started the concert with three of Robert Schumann's fantasy pieces from Opus 73. Cellist Ed Laut had a long concert career before joining KU's music faculty in 1977. He's still listed on the KU Music Department's website as a professor emeritus of cello. Pianist Su Jin Jin has played as a soloist in Korea, Germany, the Czech Republic, and Italy. She earned her doctorate in piano from KU, and currently she's the artistic director and faculty member of the Piano Academy of Kansas City. Thank you for being part of the audience in this Ruel Joyce Doreen Marande recital held at Johnson County Community College. KPR sound engineer Tobias Smith recorded the concert for Classics Live, and I'm Cordelia Brown. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. from the 2025 Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka. That was a KPR recording of Haydn's Second Symphony, directed by Alex Klein. This has been Classics Live on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for Classics Live on KPR comes from Union Station, presenting The Berlin Wall, A World Divided, open now through January 18th. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find classical music and NPR news, Kansas Public Radio. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3 and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, supporting, coordinating, and elevating Kansas trails as key assets for outdoor recreation, community health, tourism, and rural vitality. Details at kstrails.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. President Trump warned Oman, a U.S. ally, not to enter into any agreement with Iran to share control of the Strait of Hormuz, or the U.S. will, quote, have to blow them up. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent downplayed Trump's rhetoric today. He says he spoke with Oman's ambassador to Washington and that the envoy assured him that his country had no plans for tolling the strait.
As he said, our countries have had 200 years of good relations. He wants to have another 200 more.
Bessent also said he hadn't spoken with Trump about an agreement to extend the ceasefire with Iran, but underscored that Trump has made clear that there can be no deal without Iran agreeing to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and pledging never to have a nuclear weapons program. And Bessent says his agency has a design for a $250 bill featuring the visage of President Trump. U.S. law does not allow a living person to appear on currency. A Republican-sponsored bill proposed in Congress would provide an exemption for Trump. Advisors to the FDA today recommended the next COVID-19 vaccines target the latest variant to become dominant in the U.S. NPR's Rob Stein has the story.
The FDA advisors are recommending that the new COVID boosters for this fall and winter target a variant known as XFG, which is now causing more than half of all new COVID cases in the U.S. The recommendation came despite concerns that the government is gathering less data about which new variants are emerging. The World Health Organization recently recommended the next vaccines target a different variant, known as LP.8.1, but said shots targeting XFG could also be used. The FDA will now make a final decision about the next COVID booster formulation. Rob Stein, NPR News.
A former CIA officer is facing charges after gold bars and cash were found in his home. Investigators say he also lied about his military record. NPR's Bill Chappell reports.
The FBI arrested David J. Rush on May 19th after agents found hundreds of gold bars worth more than $40 million in his house in Northern Virginia. The CIA says it called in the FBI to investigate Rush after he asked for gold and large amounts of cash last fall, but it hasn't found any record of why Rush said he needed the money. An FBI affidavit says Rush misled the CIA about his education and military record when he applied to the agency in 2009. It also alleges that he kept filing for compensation for military leave for 10 years after he was discharged from the Navy Reserves. Rush is charged with theft of public money. Bill Chappell, NPR News.
A key inflation gauge accelerated in April to the highest level in 3 years, the latest sign that spiking gas prices and higher food costs are squeezing Americans' finances. It's a sign inflation could persist and pose problems for congressional Republicans in this year's midterm elections. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the maxim that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org. This is KPR. Thank you.
Gioachini Rossini's Woodwind Quartet No. 3 on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. That was among Rossini's earliest surviving compositions, written in 1804 as one of six quartets originally scored for two violins, cello, and double bass. By no small coincidence, Rossini's patron played the double bass, and his cousins played the violin and cello. The piece was so popular it was transcribed for woodwinds, performed here by the Vienna Berlin Ensemble. That's Rossini's Woodwind Quartet No. 3. Good evening, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this rainy Thursday evening. Keep it here on Kansas Public Radio. We'll keep you nice and dry. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans and Americans and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. Later this hour, we'll have some blues by David Baker, but right now, John Field. His piano concerto performed here by John O'Connor, the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, under the direction of Sir Charles McCarris, on Kansas Public Radio. John O'Connor performing the work of John Field, Piano Concerto, with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, Sir Charles McCarris conducting on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Kansas Music Hall of Fame, presenting their 2026 induction ceremony, featuring performances by the Get Up Kids, Andy McKee, Brody Buster, and Main Street, May 30th at Liberty Hall. Tickets at ksmhof.org. Heading toward jazz in the evening, I thought we'd maybe turn to some blues. This is David Baker. Blues performed by the Belgian duo Jenny Spanach, violin, and Jacqueline Herbine on piano on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. David Baker's Blues, performed by Jenny Spanock and Jacqueline Herbine on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Bart.